This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now, I want to give you some examples you can write down how you can stifle or quench the Spirit of God in your life from Ephesians 4. You can look these up later. Ephesians 4:30 says we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. Same thing as stifling, or even worse. To grieve, you only can grieve a person. So we can grieve the Holy Spirit according to Ephesians 4:30, but you can grieve the Holy Spirit according to Ephesians 4 by living like pagans, verses 17 to 19. What's a pagan? You know, pagan is such a funny sounding word. A pagan doesn't mean somebody who necessarily worships an idol. A pagan, get this, is a man or woman who says, I couldn't care less about God. I got things to do, man. I've got places to go. I got people to see. I've got a life to live. I don't need some God in my life telling me what to do. That's a pagan. Somebody who has no regard for the Lord. And to live like a pagan is something that grieves the Spirit of God. It's something that stifles the Holy Spirit in my life. I found out, according to chapter 4 of Ephesians, by lying. Did you know continual, ongoing, accumulative lying is something that grieves the Holy Spirit of God? Do you realize how many people lie at work, how many people lie at school, how many people lie on Facebook, how many people lie in every venue in your life? Lying is a way of life. And according to Ephesians 4:25, we grieve the Spirit of God by lying. And we stifle the Spirit of God by lying. By being angry, according to verses 26 and 27. People talk about anger as if it's strictly an emotional thing or a psychological thing. Folks, listen to this. This is really important. There is a spiritual dimension to anger that most people don't want to acknowledge. Let me say that again. There's a spiritual dimension to your anger that most Christian or people don't even want to acknowledge. What do I mean by that? There's a spiritual component to when you get angry and you're mad and you're continually on a burn and you're stewing about something. Satan can work in your anger. Why? Because the Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. Do you know what that means? It's possible to sin in the process of having that anger. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Stealing, 4:28, can be a way of grieving the Spirit of God, cursing in verse 29 by being bitter. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends up that way. You've heard me say that before, so there's nothing new to that. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends that way. If you're bitter long enough toward a husband, a wife, a family member, a friend, a relative, I guarantee you, sin will creep into that, and you will stifle the Spirit of God. You will smother the Spirit of God working in your life because of bitterness. And the last one, their last two, unforgiving spirit in 4:32. If we're unforgiving, we stifle the Spirit of God. And by being sexually immoral, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, people don't talk about that today in 2013, but it's there in chapter 5. Read it yourself. To grieve the Spirit is to act out in a sinful manner, whether it is in thought only or in thought and deed. You know, grieving the Spirit, get this, is not something that I do that hurts the Spirit or stifles, but it can be something I think. Because the way we think impacts what we do eventually. You know how it happens? Oh yeah, I got that going on in my life. That's the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, evil. Yeah, that's going on at work with so-and-so. In other words, the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God to you. The Holy Spirit brings us into intimacy with the Lord. What is it that draws us to the Lord? It's the Holy Spirit.
Well, we conclude this message, the last message from the 1 Thessalonians series, tomorrow on Cross Hope on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.